Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. And once again, we're honored to have with us a man of men who is a real American patriot in the what the founding fathers used to believe in. And they wrote a thing called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that had just been destroyed by the clowns running the show. Judge Napolitano, thank you for being here today.
And pleasure to be with you, Gerald. Thank you for your generous introduction, as always.
Well, it's the truth. You know, it's what you're doing. You know, nobody, there's no judge out there doing what you're doing and fighting for the rights of our nation on a legal end, which has been, just been destroyed. And again, go to the judge's site, Judging Freedom. The people that he has on there, the things that they're talking about, you're not going to hear anywhere else. And again, it's in the true meaning of the American spirit. And Judge has articles coming out tomorrow, has them every Thursday. And one of them is going to be the CIA wants more power to spy on Americans. I mean, you know, Judge, I mean, I'm reading this thing and it's just, I'm so angry. I'm angry. Americans need to be aware of the unbridled propensity of federal intelligence agencies to spy on all of us without search warrants as required by the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. These agencies believe that the Fourth Amendment, which protects the individual rights of privacy, only regulates law enforcement and does not apply to domestic spying. And I got, you know, these agencies believe, you right. How about what Mickey Mouse believes? How about what some arrogant little clown believes? Hey, what I believe, screw you and screw the Constitution. It's what I believe.
That's almost literally what they say. It's certainly what they mean, and it's certainly the way they behave. When I say they, I'm talking about the Congress. I mean, the reason I raise this is because Section 702 of the FISA Act, which allows the feds to spy on foreign persons in the United States without search warrants and on the Americans with whom they speak, is up for renewal next Friday. And Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who once opposed all this, has given every indication he's going to let it come to the floor and he's going to support its renewal with an expansion. With an expansion of federal authority. So right now, if I call a cousin in Florence, Italy, the feds can monitor that conversation without suspicion, without probable cause, and without a search warrant, just because my cousin is a foreign person talking to me, an American. And then they can monitor my conversations because I'm an American. What they want are called two more hops, which would allow them to spy on everyone I talk to you, like now I'm talking to you, and then another hop, everybody that you talk to. This is just crazy, and Congress is about to vote on this with no great national debate, just a voice vote with a half dozen libertarians and left-wing progressives opposing this, but the vast majority of Democrats and Republicans, and one Republican who could stop it, Mike Johnson, the Speaker, now in favor of it. I suspect, I say at the end of the column, that the intelligence community has dirt on so many members of Congress that that's the reason they keep voting to reconstitute these authorities and to increase the secret budgets, even though the Constitution says no money shall be spent but what is recorded in a public journal. Try and find out how the CIA or NSA or FBI are spending your tax dollars. You won't be able to.
You know, when I say in the beginning that no one's doing what you're doing and saying what you're saying, what you're talking about is not in the news at all. Nobody knows anything about this. And it's more of a robbing of our rights right in front of our eyes, but we're blinded by it. Oh, blinded by it. Don't forget to put the glasses on when you look at the solar eclipse. I mean, every damn day for how long?
I'm sick of it myself. And it was just like a cloudy afternoon to me.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is when I introduce you and say what you're saying and the importance of it and how it's not being reported in the media, this is the destruction of our nation in front of our eyes.
Yes.
And you talk about Mike Johnson, a little boy of nothing, a little jerk, a little piece of scum. Hey, I'm going to decide. I mean, this is sick.
Well, the country is not a republic any longer. It's an empire, and empires don't last. And empires continue to grab more and more power from individuals and from the subdivisions, the states, which constitute the empires. We are falling into that classic trap that has undone empires before us. But the reason this statute has a sunset clause every 5 years is so that every 5 years there can be a debate. Do we need to give the feds this kind of authority? There is no debate. As you pointed out, it's not mentioned anywhere. They're going to let Thomas Massie talk against it for 60 seconds, and then they're going to have a voice vote, and that's it. And the intelligence community will be salivating at all their new authorities to spy on us without warrants, because their appetite for learning our personal behavior is voracious, and because Congress has utterly failed to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution it has sworn to preserve, protect, and defend.
You go on to write here, all this changed 20 years later when President George W. Bush demolished Reagan's wall between law enforcement and domestic spying and directed the CIA and other domestic spying agencies to share the fruits of their spying with the FBI. Thus, thanks to Reagan and Bush and their successors looking the other way, CIA agents have been engaging in fishing expeditions on a grand scale inside the United States for 20 years, past 20 years.
Even though the Constitution prohibits it and the charter of the CIA expressly says there shall be no surveillance in the United States and the CIA shall have nothing to do with law enforcement. All the presidents have rejected that. Harry Truman, and I'm not a fan. I believe Nagasaki and Hiroshima were acts of mass murder. Nevertheless, 20 years after he left the White House, 15 years after he left the White House, Truman condemned the CIA and said, this is not what I intended. This is not what I crafted. It should be disbanded. Kennedy threatened to disband it. And then November 22nd, 1963 came along.
You mentioned again what Truman did. He said, this is what I, this is the power of these guys. This is what I did. I mean, look at the little jerks. They're telling you what this guy was, a haberdasher before he became president or something.
Yes.
A little boy of nothing. These are the people that are running and ruining our lives. You're right over here. The timing of the CIA's letter coincides with the decision Congress must make in the next 10 days, what you were talking about, whether to reenact Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, allowing it to expire on April 19th or expand it as the CIA has requested. Section 702 permits warrantless spying on foreigners and the Americans whom intelligence agencies suspect communicate with them. Section 702 is as unconstitutional free pass for domestic spying. An unconstitutional free pass for domestic spying. And none of this is in the media.
No. And as I said, you know, they'll let one libertarian and one lefty progressive talk on the floor of the House. Nobody will listen. And then they'll vote and it'll become the law. There'll be no debate because these members of Congress are terrified of the intelligence community. You know, I'll tell you a funny story. 5 years ago, when this thing last was up for renewal, I was on Fox and Friends. I looked in the camera and I said, Mr. President, I know what's on your desk. It's a renewal of Section 702 of FISA. You must veto it because this is the same mentality and the same powers that spied on you before you were president. 10 minutes later, Trump tweets, I'm vetoing this thing. A half an hour later, Mike Pence, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Mark Meadows all go running to his office saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? You can't listen to the judge. He thinks the Fourth Amendment means what it says, but we all know there are these unwritten exceptions to it. You got to sign this thing. And he sends me a note saying, they twisted my arm. I signed it.
Twisted his arm. What a disgrace this country's turned into. What a clown show. What a clown show. You know, Judge, as I was mentioning, you have great people on your podcast. And everybody, again, go to Judging Freedom. Remarkable. And of course, the major issue going on today is the genocide being committed in Gaza by the Israelis. But it's not genocide. You know why?
Why?
Because that other jerk, a little clown playing our Secretary of Defense, who's Lloyd Austin, whose former job was sitting on the board of directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor, he said, quote, there's no evidence of genocide in Gaza.
I guess he's blind. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama yesterday asked Lloyd Austin under oath, I realize I'm going from Gaza to Ukraine, can Ukraine win? And Austin said, yes. I mean, these people are just in another world. Ukraine is on life support, the $60 billion that Mike Johnson now is in favor of and they're going to vote on. $40 billion of it stays right here to the military-industrial complex and the rest goes to graft, to corruption.
You know, by the way, here's the definition of genocide. It's from Oxford. The deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying the nation or group. And we talked about Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who said that Gaza land is, quote, very valuable waterfront property. And he said, quote, I would just bulldoze something in the Negev. I would try to move the people in there. I think that's a better option. So you can go in and finish the job.
It's terrible that the Israelis and their allies in the U.S. have so demonized and diminished the humanity of the Palestinians, referring to them as subhumans. I got very emotional yesterday when I learned that one of the items embargoed that the Israelis will not let come into Gaza, two of them, diapers and anesthesia. Now, why would they ban diapers and anesthesia? Because they are so cruel. Because they are engaged in monumental acts of cruelty and the slow eradication, the tortuous eradication by famine and disease and filth of the Palestinian people.
Again, Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law. It's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there. A little bit of an unfortunate situation. Who are you talking to? Oh, I'm talking to the morons at Harvard. I'm speaking at Harvard. That's where he said this bullshit. But from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out of there and clean it up. Genocide by definition. No one is calling him out for the words spewing out of his arrogant little mouth, genocide. My best to move the people out of there and clean it up.
I don't know how this is going to end, Gerald, except if another country, not the U.S., comes in and resists Israel militarily, which will actually play into Netanyahu's hands, because the longer war goes on, the more he can postpone their elections, which will, yep, no doubt result in his being out of office and being a criminal defendant again.
Again, you talked about Trump. And before you said about how, what is it, we've gone from a republic to a fall of an empire. Is that what you?
Yes. We have a thousand, well, more than 1,000 military installations overseas. This, no, they, if Tuberville had asked Austin about them, he couldn't answer what they were. Tuberville also said, is it true that we have 12 CIA stations in Ukraine? And the Secretary of Defense said, ask the director of the CIA. I mean, we are so overextended that our debt grows by $1 trillion a month.
So now, I talked about Trump because, you know, this is the presidential reality show. That's all it is. The election coming up. Jared Kushner's dad, Charles, who Trump pardoned, gave $1 million to a Trump super PAC. Charles Kushner, the father of Donald Trump's son-in-law and the recipient of one of the former president's final pardons, donated $1 million to Trump's leading super PAC. Kushner pleaded guilty in 2004 to a host of federal charges.
You know what?
It's a crime syndicate.
Do you know
what? Hey, you don't have to go to jail. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know what? Give me some money. You don't have to go to jail.
You know what one of those charges was? He was in a dispute with his brother-in-law over the ownership of real estate. He hired a prostitute to lure the brother-in-law to a hotel room, and they filmed his activity with the prostitute. They then sent the tape of that activity to Kushner's sister, the brother-in-law's husband, in order to get him to relent in these negotiations over the real estate. That's what he was prosecuted for.
That is the perfect example of the evilness of the Kushner family. By their deeds, you shall know them.
You know who stays in their mansion when he visits the United States.
Netanyahu,
correct.
Yep. Yep. No, this is serious, Judge, what's going on. And it's all that you mentioned about Iran. We have been warning in the Trends Journal now, only about, let's see, since October or before the Middle East meltdown, that Israel is going to escalate the attacks against Iran. They've done it now, but here's, again, in trend forecasting, you see where Brent crude is now. You go back a couple of months ago, it was selling for $73 a barrel. Now it's over $90 a barrel.
Ooh, boy.
If not when, I should say when, Iran responds to Israel's latest murder of the Iranian commanders in the consulate in Syria, Netanyahu said they're going to respond back. That could drive oil prices up to above $130 a barrel. That, in turn, is going to crash the global economy and the equity markets. As we're speaking, the equity market's down. The Dow is down about almost 500 points because the inflation number came in, you ready? 0.1% higher than they estimated. 0.1%. So inflation's not going away. And it's much higher than the numbers that they're giving because they rigged those numbers. If, for example, housing prices went up. No, we're not putting housing prices in there. We have apartment rentals. We're changing the whole thing. People stopped eating steak. They're eating chopped meat now. The diet changed. So they rigged the numbers. The numbers are much higher. But even with the numbers that are coming out now, the economy can't handle it. If oil prices, not if, when oil prices skyrocket, this is going to crash the economy. And You had mentioned what Netanyahu is doing. He wants to keep ramping up the war so they don't have elections. You're going to see the same thing in the United States. The people are ready. We're going to go to war. There is no, Oh, you hear Trump, Biden said about Netanyahu. He said, you know, it's a mistake what you're doing in Gaza. A mistake? A mistake? Oh, and people don't like my language. You had to speak that kind of stupid language. You can't say, you little bastard, what the F are you doing over there? No, it's a mistake. You're
yesterday, yesterday, the Iranians announced to the United States, we have decided not to close the Straits of Hormuz. That's a very powerful statement, reminding the Western world that they can close it. And if they do, no trade goes in or out.
Judge, we need peace on earth. And, you know, where are the billionaires? Could you imagine if the billionaires put money in for peace?
No. They're not into peace, Gerald, because they want the military-industrial complex to grind out instruments of war.
Judge, thank you so much for being on. And everybody, as I said, keep go to the judge's channel. The people that he has on there, tell me some of the people you have on, Judge.
Oh, yesterday I had two of my superstars, Scott Ritter and Colonel Douglas McGregor. And today I have a dear friend of yours and mine, the great Phil Giraldi. Giraldi's on at 3 o'clock Eastern. And Aaron Matei, the American Israeli journalist who keeps finding stuff going on over there that the Israelis just do not want the Western world to know about. He's on with me now once a week as well, and he's on this afternoon.
So tell me something about what Ritter and McGregor are saying and Giraldi.
Well, Ritter is arguing that Ukraine is lost and the West doesn't understand it. And the West is deluding itself if it thinks that more money is going to save Ukraine. And McGregor is arguing, much as you just did, that the Israelis want to start a war with Iran and they want to drag the United States into it. But McGregor goes one step further and says, Putin will not let Iran fall. Could you imagine? And Putin has already moved. The West doesn't know this. Troops and heavy naval vessels into the area, into the right around Iran.
And Giraldi?
Well, Giraldi is 110% with you and me on what's happening in Gaza. And he continues to explore the power that the Israeli lobby has over the American government.
Yep. You know, everybody listening, Phil Giraldi was a former top CIA guy, and he went into little Georgie Bush's office when the Iraq war was heating up, and he showed him that there was proof that there were no weapons of mass destruction. Is that correct, Judge?
And Bush threw him out and lied to the public.
Yep.
And the rest.
And these are the people running our lives. Yep. It's a freak show.
And Giraldi is not your typical CIA agent. He has a PhD from the University of Chicago. He is extremely well-read and well-versed in America, no longer a republic, now an empire, and its subservience to the state of Israel.
America, no longer a republic. It's an empire. And again, Phil Giraldi is a real man. He quit the CIA after that. Is that correct, Judge?
He quit the CIA after Bush threw him out of the Oval Office for telling him the truth.
Yep. Judge, thanks for being on. See you next week.
You got it, my man. All the best.